DJW, KN4RJN. W4DJW, KN4RJN. Clear and monitoring.
RJN, K4RHF.
KN4RJN, go ahead, sir.
Hey, do you know if and what they did for the meeting tonight? I got into it a little late. I got logged on in the thing, and there was nobody else there. And I had something else come up right at the wrong time. But I just was curious what went on tonight.
You have no idea, sir. I wasn't logged in.
The site's there, and an ID, and I got on, and it popped up, and it showed me, but it didn't show anybody else there. So I guess that was about 8:30. I guess it was already... But I guess 15 minutes ago, I guess everybody else was already off of it. And sorry I missed it because I wanted to participate in that, but didn't make it. I didn't hear anybody on the radio either, so. But that's how it goes sometimes. I guess that's about it. K4RGN, K4RHF, I'll be hanging around for the meeting in about half an hour for the net. And that's probably going to do it for me tonight. Have a good one.
Dave will be on W4DJW. He can probably give you some idea of what's going on, but no, I wasn't on that meeting.
Appreciate it. I'll ask you. K4RHF, we'll be out of here.
KN4RJN, clear.
KT? Yeah, K4XB.
KN4RJN, W4DJW.
KN4RJN. I think I'm going to need a bigger screen here. I was trying to pull up EchoLink, the net control software, the early check-ins, and the net report boxes all up on the same screen, and I haven't got a big enough screen to get them all on there so I can see them.
Well, you can put the early check-ins and the net report on the same browser in two different tabs. But I was thinking about that too. I've got two monitors and they're both pretty wide, so I fit the net control software and the preamble on one screen, and then I've just got a browser with two tabs open in the other screen. One tab for the early check-ins and one tab for the net report. But I know what you're saying. It is getting crowded. I'll probably make another version. I'll make an update to the net control software, and I'll put those other two functions in that so you can go back to just two things open, one for the preamble and one for the net control software, which will embed the other two in the net control software somehow. I was thinking about doing that because it is getting kind of busy.
It is. I had the net report for some reason when I popped it up, came up on... not Google, the other one that I never use. One with E, whatever that is. And so I went back and pulled that up on Google. So then I've got one Google tab down there at the bottom that's got both of them on there. And I just popped that up and grabbed the one I need and put it off to the side. Then I have to bounce back before we get the early check-ins in. Of course, once we hit net time, then I don't have to worry about the early check-ins. And I can, you know, drop the whole thing down and my net report's still down there when I can get to it. So then on my screen, all I've got is the net control software and then EchoLink where everybody's coming up.
Okay, well, that works. That's a good solution. Because I enter the pre-check-in list, I've got it all entered already, so I don't even need it. You know, and then when the net starts, I don't plan on going back and rechecking that, right? Because pre-check-in is passed once the net starts. You could just check right in on the net. So like you said, but you can type all that stuff in ahead of time. So like I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, the 5 people have already done a pre-check-in. I've already got those in the log.
My other question is whether you were on the net tonight or Wendy was running it, because I know she does it sometimes on Monday nights. But Yeah, I just minimized that, opened that, and then that's the my Google icon is down there at the bottom, and I can pop that, and it'll come up. I've got both tabs there, so I can get to the net report, and yeah, I can just close out the other one once net time stops. But yeah, just a little bit more complicated, but not too bad. At least the early check-ins are easy to do because I can just read them off the screen.
And I was going to add a button to the net control software that just says import the early check-ins, and it puts them all, it logs them all for you. So you just click that button, and it goes out to the same place that that browser was going out to, and the pre-check-ins just populate into your software. You don't even have to enter them. That was the plan for that one. I heard you call me a little while ago, but they delivered groceries to the front door. I was taking them from the front door to the kitchen. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. Well, if you could put a, what would be nice, I don't know how complex this would be put a net report button and a early check-in button onto the software, onto the net control software stuff, so that I can tap a button, hit and populate the early check-ins, and then when I'm done, hit a button and go to my net report.
KI4DOS.
That is a really good idea, John. I had not thought about that. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I was just sitting here and turned the radio on. What are y'all talking about early check-ins? Why are you going to do that?
We're doing that the same reason they do that for the single sideband net and for the freewheelers net and several other nets. It's kind of catching on. Help people that I hear people during the day saying they would like to check in, but they're the people that get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and they're not going to hang around for the net, but they'd like to check in. So we're giving them that opportunity.
Part makes more sense. The reason the single sideband net went to early check-ins is because the band went so long before the time change. After the, you know, when the time changed to back to daylight savings from Eastern Standard, they don't have quite as many early check-ins as they did, but that's the reason they started that. And that was the reason for my question.
Okay, yeah, they all have different reasons. Freewheelers have a different reason, too, but everybody's got different reason for pre-check-in. But also, like for the hams that no longer have the ability to maintain their hardware, but they still want us to know that they're out there and they support us, that kind of a thing, you know, just to give them the opportunity. They're still a licensed ham, but maybe they're not as good as keeping their equipment up as they were back in the day.
But I haven't checked my emails lately, so I'll have to turn the computer on and get in there and check. I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation there, John. I'll let y'all carry on, but you know, I know you want to get some more stuff talked over before the net starts, so I'll get out of the way. KN4RJN and W4DJW, KI4DOS.
KN4RJN. The other reason, Gary, is some of those old people have to go to bed early.
I want to see if this antenna is fixed, if I got it.
Hey, Al, you're in there. It's fixed.
In the tower now where it should be. I'm just curious if anyone can tell me in reverse if my signal is any kind of good. I might still have a coax issue, but where a coax got caught. But I want to see if in reverse, any of you guys, Gary, I want you guys to quit. I'll let you get back to your conversation. Yeah, really, check-ins would be, you know... Okay, then back to David, see if in reverse, if this is fixed or not fixed, and if I still got a war going on here. I'm not sure what I've got.
Well, I think Gary would be the best one, and the one in the best position to be able to do that. He's got a really good antenna, and he's probably located a little bit higher. I think he's heard you on reverse before, too, Al. Gary, you still in there?
I'll turn mine on reverse and see if I can pick Al up.
Still got that scratch and all that garbage on my signal and see if I've got it licked. Hopefully, I should have a good signal where you are. So I want to hold you up, Dave. It's very good. You know, check it. I tell you, Dave, you know, I did it with the brawler. Someday we'll try it. I tried it once for Ray. I called in that for Ray. I actually did pretty good with 40 check-ins, which
wasn't bad for me. I actually did it, which it's confusing when a player trying to do it. So I had to get back to you. Thanks, Gary. Just let me know what you got, and I'll let Dave get back into it before the net. Okay, I'll throw it on clear and back to you guys.
W4DJW, KN4RJN, you still there?
Yeah, I was just giving Gary a little bit of time to report back to Al on how he sounded on reverse.
I'll shut up for a minute.
Hold on, hold these guys up, see if you got me. Oh, here's a second.
Okay, he may be experiencing technical difficulties. Go ahead, John.
If you could put a button, two buttons, on the net control software, one for the early check-ins that would go ahead and populate it, that would be great. And the other one to pull up the net report so you can type in your preliminaries and then minimize that back, or pop that back down, and then do the net. At the end of the net, you hit that button, you bring it up, you type in your check-ins and traffic, and boom, you're done.
That is a most excellent idea. And it can tally your check-ins and your traffic just off of your report. It can read the report, read your check-ins, and read which ones you clicked were bringing traffic. And it could actually do the whole thing. Bring it up, let you review it, and if you say it's good, you just push the button and you're done.
Now, if you can add one more button to get them to speak a little slower, then this would be easy.
Well, that can be done, too. You can put a button out there that has a standard. And, you know, if you hear it put the same way every single time, sometimes it sinks in a little bit. So that wouldn't be trouble to do at all.
I forget who it is. The suffix is Foxtrot Charlie Mike. He is a speed demon, and I've gotten to the point where I can keep up with him now.
So, like, Fred W4, Fox Charlie Mike, I'll slow down.
There you go. Fred is listening. Hey, Fred, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. Standing by for Ned here a little early.
Good to hear you. I'm just giving Gary a little bit of break there if he got his report for Al ready. W4DJW.
Hey, back on the phone this way. You let me know that we hold everybody up careful and clear.
So, John, I'll get to work on that as soon as there were other suggestions, too. Like, we used to do APRS. Pre-check-ins, APRS check-ins, and there was a suggestion to be able to check in early on Echolink as well, to be able to use Echolink to do that just by logging in, putting something in the chat portion of it, and logging out, and that would get you checked in. Got to do those first, and then I'll get to the two buttons on the net control software.
On Echo Link, and it shows that they were there, whether they're there or not.
Well, no, they have to make an effort to say they want to do a check-in. Like, log in, go over to the chat window, put your call, name, and location, and log out. And that would be an indication that you wanted to check into the net.
Roger, understood.
All right, well, I'm going to go fill up my water and get myself ready for the net. It's going to be here in about 6 minutes. Good talking to you. Catch you in just a few minutes. W4DJW.
Whiskey 4 Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, you still in there?
Very good evening, W4FCM.
My problem is your wife. I'm a little bit dyslexic, and every time you say it, I wind up with E-I-E and then have to go back and fix it.
Did you hear that song you had, E-I-E-O? Yeah, with November 4, India, Echo India. I-E-I is a tricky one, yeah. She got her advance, no resistor from a tree, but read the Dick Bash book, went and aced it, so in for I-E-I Island.
The first time I called the net and you came on, I was like, oh, because I've heard you before, and I thought, oh, Lord, here he comes, because I recognized your voice. Yeah, my fingers were flying, but I've gotten to the point where I can keep up with you pretty good now.
Yeah, I'll try to slow down, you know, thanks, W4FCM and N4II.
Tell Ila I said hi. KN4RJN, I am clear. See y'all on the net.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, I do have a couple of announcements. The club meeting was held tonight via GoToMeeting. There was an email sent out, and there were Facebook posts, and I believe there's an announcement about it on the repeater. But the meeting was very successful, had 13 people attend the meeting tonight for the first time. It went off, which the only complaint I heard was that there wasn't enough people using cameras. So you might want to think about that while we're in the COVID-19 lockdown, a way to get around that issue of not being able to attend the club meeting. It was very successful. I attended it and enjoyed it very much. And we do have, like I announced last night, we do have the ability to pre-check in now to the net. You can go out to the Blue Ridge, to the Briars website on the main menu. You can see the pre-check in. So if you're a person that has to get up really, really early in the morning and you can't stay up so late, but you still like to check in, you have the ability to do that now, or for any reason for that matter. But that is being used. You probably heard it earlier, right before the net. That's the only announcement I have. Anyone need any fills on those announcements? Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew. We do have a few Echolink stations, so we're going to let Echolink stations go first. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4V, John down here in Manatee County, Florida. I am negative and negative. Good evening, Dave. WN4V.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, my fellow Rekha, Georgia. And negative and negative. Just listening.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo for Zulu X-Ray. A little late getting on to the Echolink, so I didn't catch all of the announcements. I do have a question concerning VE testing. Wonder if we have any update on that. If you've covered it already, I apologize to everyone on the net. I am in Greenville, South Carolina at the base of Parrish Mountain, and I'm negative on the roundtable later on tonight. Thank you.
Okay, I'll get back to you with that question on VE testing in just a little bit, Steve. That control I'd like to recognize, KJ4CTD, that's Wyatt and Greer. K4BAN, that's Alex and Clemson. KJ4YQK, that's David in Dacresville. KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan in Travelers Rest. KN4BEM, that's Danny in Greenville. KX4TZ, that's Kirby in Greenville. WN4V, that's John in Bradenton, Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, John. KW4TS, that is Jim, who is mobile out in Falax Ricks, Georgia. Be careful out there on the mobile, Jim. I hate I messed up that name, but hard to pronounce. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. You be safe out there on the road. And K4ZZX, that's Steve. He's at the base of Parrish Mountain. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Well, Steve, let's see if Gary is around and can answer your question on VE testing. KF4DOS, Gary, you there? Okay, Steve, he was here a little while ago. If he checks in just a little bit, we'll try to get you in touch with him to get your questions answered on VDE testing. He would be the one on this net that would have the scoop on that. Any other questions, Steve?
W4EJW, K4ZZX. I can catch him on the Wednesday net. I know he calls Wednesday net. So I do appreciate you letting me slide in here. And 73 is to everyone on the net. K4ZZX, I'll be scary.
Okay, Steve. Well, we appreciate you checking in on the net tonight and hope you get those answers to those questions pretty soon. We'll see if Gary checks in and if he can help us out with that. And tonight being Monday night, I think it's Monday night. Yeah, it's Monday night. We're going to begin with the RF section with Echo through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters E through H and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Today, please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie, Mike. I'm White Island, November 4, India. Echo India. Or negative TR, thank you, Dave.
W4DJW. Even everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. And I've got information on the testing if you want me to give that, Dave.
KJ4HIA, Gene, and KJ4KOX, Robbie, Greenville, no traffic, no comments.
KW, and Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler are all negative and negative tonight, Dave, thanks.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Hotel Juliet Tango, Ray, Simpsonville, check me in and out.
Okay, that was a very good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's bringing with him in for IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And in 4HHC, that's Warren. He's over in Taylor's. Warren, hang around. We will want you to relay that information over to Steve. And KJ4HIA, that's Gene. He's bringing with him KJ4KOX. That's Miss Robbie. They're in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Tell Miss Robbie we said hello. And KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Chandler in Hermitville. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor. Sounding good tonight, Gene. Appreciate you being here. And KD4HJT, that's Ray in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ray. Hope you're staying safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And there was one other station that was just too far down in the white noise, so we would like you to move around. Get a better X, bump up your power if you can. Try again. We'd really like to get you checked in. And for HHC, Warren, you want to go ahead and give Steve a call, K4ZZX, and pass that information to him.
ZZX, N4HHC.
K4ZZX, go ahead.
According to AF4RN, Steve Schaefer, he is the head VE where we do our testing there at the Red Cross. They're not going to have any testing. There'll be no testing until virus restrictions are changed enough that we feel safe getting together for testing. So that's looking for a change in the restrictions that have been imposed on us from because of the COVID-19 virus. Over.
I copy that. My situation is my ticket runs out in June. So I'm trying to pull something before that so that I can continue to be on the air. M3C, K4ZZX,
N4HHC.
Appreciate that, Warren. And Steve, I believe all you have to do is you can go on the website, on the FCC website, and renew your ticket. It doesn't expire and force you to have to take the test again. You can go out there and refresh every 10 years your ticket without having to take the test over again, if that helps. Appreciate that, Warren, one more time. Appreciate the, you coming in there with the update on the VE testing. Any other station, echo through hotel, I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Philip, if you don't have any audio, you can send me a text message, and good evening, he is sending me a text message. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4TIQ. That's Philip, he's in Easley. Yeah, he's in Easley, and he's checking in via text message on EchoLink. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Philip, and you take care, stay safe. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead and move on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix you call that begins with letters I through L, and we'll like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Well, I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Have you? Didn't miss saying you're well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
This is Whiskey 4, Juliet Hotel Uniform, W4JHU, Alex in Columbus, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments.
DJW. Thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Maker, Harlan Greer. Marcus in and out of the wood, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Okay, that's a good group. That control like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good, James. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you're staying safe. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher. Thomas Beverly, we said hello, Sid. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And folks, Sundays at 8, Sid calls a 14664 net. At Sundays at 8, PL tone at 91.5. Be sure and stop in and check in with him. He's got a really good net. I made it this last Sunday. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hey. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Larry's bringing with him KEC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. You and Miss Donna stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alan in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize W4JHU. Sorry about that, James, in Columbus, North Carolina. I went right over top of you. I don't know what happened there, but you are in the log. I'm sorry I didn't call you back, but do appreciate your persistence and checking in again. And K4KAE, that's Miss Alice over in Taylor's. Appreciate having you with us tonight, Miss Alice. Hope you're staying safe. And appreciate checking in on the net this evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo November 4, Kilo Bravo Charlie, Bill, and Tekoa. I'll be negative and negative.
I control like to recognize KN4KBC. That's Bill, sounding good from Livonia, Georgia tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. You say stay safe. Appreciate you being here. We'll go ahead and now move up to the Mike through Papa group. Stationed with the first letter of the suffix that are called. It begins with letters M through P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW.
Kilo 4,
Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Serena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. In and out, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. We thank you, sir.
In Kilo November 4, Mike Foxtrot. This is Max in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. They're over in Piedmont. You stay safe, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And K4OS Pat over in Malden. Good to have you this night, Pat. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being here. KN4MMF. That's Max. He's over in Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Max. Stay safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 8, Mike Golf, Mac, and Easley. And they have no traffic, no table.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize K8MG. That's Mac. That's a good call sign, Mac. I appreciate you being here with us tonight from Easley. Hope you're staying safe. We do have another EchoLink station, so we're going to let EchoLink stations go this time. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, maybe he's got audio issues. We'll watch for him checking in via text message. So let's see. Mike, one last call. Mike through Papa. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net Control, this is K4ZAW. Kilo 4 Zulu, Alpha Whiskey, over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ZAW. Do you go by William or Bill?
Oscar Sierra.
I think I doubled with you for a little bit. Can you come back again with that?
Actually, I go by my middle name, Amos. A-M-O-S.
Okay, Amos, I've got my log updated. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ZAW. That's Amos over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Amos. Hope you're having a wonderful start to the week and staying safe. Any other stations, let's go ahead and go up to the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T. And like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call that before DJW.
Net Control. Kilo November 4, Quebec November Lima, KN4 QNL, Natalie and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
KW. Check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo, Juliet November, John and Inman, no traffic, no comments.
DJW. In Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, Jim in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, Fred. Also my bride, Miss Mary. November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. We're at home in Piedmont tonight, Dave. A pleasant Monday evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Double a thread a second ago. This is K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. Bob and Taylor's, I'll be in and out tonight. I had talked to KN4RJN John a little bit ago and was asking about the meeting tonight. Looks like you gave me the information I needed. I appreciated that. I was going to check with you on that. But I tried to get into it, but I got interrupted and I got in a little too late. So I'll catch you next month. Y'all take care. 33s to everybody. K4RHF.
Please check in. Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. KN4, UPY, Anson and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to everybody on the net. 73.
Please check in. KD2, RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo, Kilo November. Jason and Williamson. Negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening, everyone.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4QNL. That's Natalie and Taylor. Sounded good tonight, Natalie. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're staying safe. And KN4RJN, that's John over in Inman. Good talking to you earlier, John. Appreciate you being here. KA2TXJ, that's Jim and Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're staying safe. K4RM, that's Fred. He's bringing with him N4MRY. That's Miss Mary. They're over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Or Fred. Sorry about that. Fred, tell Miss Mary we said hello. And K4RHF, that's Bob over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being here, Bob. Hate you missed the meeting. It was a good one. But they'll have another one next month. I'm sure this stuff's going to hang around with us for a little while. And KN4UPY, that's Anson and Williamson. Good to have you with us tonight, Anson. Also, KD2... RKN, Jason from Williamson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jason. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. KC4SKD. Larry, and also KG4AHS, Rhonda.
were easily in and out tonight, but I do have a quick question for the net, if it's okay. KC4SKD.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KC4SKD. That's Larry. He's bringing with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're over in Easley. Those are some good calls, Larry, from way back. Good to have you with us tonight. Go ahead with your question.
KC4SKD, I'm curious about something. I heard somebody talking one time about people checking in by relay through text messages. How is that done? What's the protocol for that?
So over the years, there have been quite a few ways, even Facebook. If you're, like, oftentimes, Ray would be on the phone with Miss Alice, I believe it was, Alice or Karen, either one, and they'd say, check me in by telephone relay, and that's all there is you just relay them in. There's also different APRS. We don't have an APRS station listening for check-ins right now. We used to have one for many, many years, but then the Digipeter up there on the mountain, the guy that ran it became a silent key and we lost it. But now we've got it back, so now we need another APR station listening. But also, if you don't have audio capability, you can log in on EchoLink and you can say, please check me in. Or we do have a new capability on the repeater. If you go to the Briars website, brars.cc, right there in the main menu at the bottom, when you scroll down, it goes up to the top. But right there at the main menu, there's a pre-check-in capability for those people that can't stay up this late or for whatever reason. They want to check in. They want us to let them know that they're still out there and they still support us, but they just can't check in this late at night. You can check in there, and it'll check in as well. So there's like a half a dozen different ways. I have had people send me a text message while I'm calling the net, and it pops up and says, please check me in. You can do that, too, if you know the net controller and you know their phone number on their cell phone, and you can text them a text message and ask to be checked in. So all kinds of different ways to get creative, Larry. Does that answer the question?
The reason I'm asking is both my brothers are hams, and one's in Asheville, North Carolina, and the other's in Goose Creek. So I was wondering if they sent me a text message and I checked them in that way, or did they have to send the text message to you?
No, you can do by telephone relay, by text message relay. You can relay anybody into the net at any time. If you happen to be talking to somebody or they send you a message and they want to be relayed in, not a problem. We use relays all the time.
That's all I needed then. So I'll have to try to get them to check in that way. Anyway, yeah, thanks for asking, answering the question for me, and I'll let you get back to the net. KC4SK.
Okay, Larry, and appreciate you asking the question, because if you've got the question, it's highly likely other people do too. So appreciate you throwing it out there. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move right on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Station with the first letter of suffix their call that begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
10 Kilo, November 4. Victor Whiskey Alpha,
W4DJW. And Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm one of the Piedmont crowd, and we're negative and negative to get even everybody on the net.
W. Check in, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Papa. Landon, Mobile, Greenville, in and out.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KN4VWA. That's Steve over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. You must be on the handheld, but we got you in. Appreciate you being here. You stay safe. And K4VKN, that's Alan. He's one of the Piedmont group. Good to have you with us tonight, Alan. Hope you're staying safe. And KG4WNP, that's Landon. He's Mobile in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. You be safe out there on the mobile. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to go right up to the patient group, the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter of suffix their call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Hope everyone's doing all right. Staying safe out there. 73s.
JW. DC4DYH. Johnny. Tigerville / Travers Rest. No traffic, no round table. And thank you for making the announcement about the club meeting. We're intending to repeat same next month and hopefully have a program. Everybody have a good evening.
JW, November 4, Delta India Zulu, Joe in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Dave and the net. I am negative and negative.
JW, please check in N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. No traffic, no rag cheese tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, electric, and recognize KO4AOW. That's David. Sounded really good tonight, David from Inman. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you're staying safe. WD4DYH, that's Johnny, who I take it is mobile because he's between Tigerville and Travelers Rest. You be careful out there on the mobile, Johnny. Enjoy the first virtual meeting of the Briars Club. That was a good one. Went off without a flaw, except for you didn't have enough cameras. More cameras next time. N4DIZ, that's Joel and Travelers Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joel. You stay safe. And N4DJC, that's Jerry and Anderson. I really enjoyed that QSO we had the other day, Jerry. Appreciate you being here with us tonight. You stay safe. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Please check in Kilo, India 4. Mike Leonavelli, Alan Muller. And what are we listening? You got time to call us there? I'll make sure you get time to. Thanks for checking me in.
NW. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you.
All on the net. Hope all are being safe. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slab Town.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KD4OTW. That's James and Anderson. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're staying safe. KI4DOS. That's Gary. He's bringing with him. K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. There and easily. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello and you guys stay safe. KI4MLN. That's Al over in Malden. Hope you and Gary got together there, Al, so he could tell you how your signal sounds. Sounded real, really good to me on my end. K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You stay safe. KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. She's bringing with her. W2MJB, that's Mark. They're in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello and you guys stay safe. KK4FTU, that's Richard from Slabtown, who is always in a good mood. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. You cheer up the net. Appreciate you being here. I appreciate your contributions. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. 4 Golf Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comment. I believe when I tried earlier, I was too far down in the noise for you to get me, but hopefully you got me.
Well, we appreciate your persistence, Mike. You're coming in loud and clear now. Net control, I'd like to recognize K4GAT. That's Mike in Simpsonville. Sounding good, Mike. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're staying safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, including Echolink, because we do have an Echolink station. Anybody all the way through the alphabet or Echolink stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call W4DJW.
Kilo 4, Romeo Golf Bravo, Robert and Anderson, Native Navy.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize K4RGB. That's Robert. Sounding good from Anderson tonight, Robert. We do appreciate you taking the time to be here. And we do have an Echolink station. If you don't have the ability to do voice, type in a text message over there and we'll get you checked in. Appreciate you being with us. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, if I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we've got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG-CHEW portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-CHEWs, except we don't have any RAG-CHEWers. So one more call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Take care of that.
Get the
conversation going.
Okay, Al, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I want to tell you something, Carl, that I ran into today. Well, the good thing is, yesterday when Daniel helped me out, yesterday we saved the head gasket in the truck, which is, he couldn't find a charger for his handy talking, but we saved his engine in the truck without blowing it up. That was an unusual situation, so we got him, he helped me, we got that thing done, and we got, I'll tell you what, Dave, soldering that stuff with flux, fixing battery holders and meters, and that was hard to do. I helped Daniel with it. And we were making up pieces to battery holders, and now I got to get the back off and see if I can fix the ohm scale. But I'll tell you what, Dave, you know with my luck with fixing stuff, but I have a problem. It's usually a pain in the neck. But I'll tell you what, nothing better than 60-40 solder without some flux. Oh, boy, that was fun. Dave, I'm telling you, solder without sight, and man, it's one of those things. But he helped me, so you know, I helped him hold stuff to solder it. And I'll tell you what, soldering can be a pain if it wants to be. I'll turn it back to you. See, you know how soldering goes.
Yeah, Al, I just can't imagine doing that without seeing. I wear my glasses, and I've got this big magnifying glasses that's got fluorescent tubes on each side of it, and I really zoom in on the parts and still have trouble doing it. I can't imagine doing it without sight. You have to, like, feel around on the board for where the parts are and then remember where they are, and then I don't know. I just don't know how you do that, Al. But it is good that you try. What, you and Daniel were working on something for Daniel, or what was that you were working on?
His Explorer, the thermostat stuff, he almost blew the head gasket, so we put it outside and he got a thermostat from Napa. Thank God Napa was open long enough for us to get one, and we fixed his thermostat so he didn't get stuck on the road. And you don't want to get flatbedded these days.
Well, that's good. Yeah, these days you don't want to get stuck out on the road. You need some good, dependable transportation. Well, glad you were able to get him going there. He's on his way, and everything's all buttoned up now, I guess.
You know what happened? You're not going to believe this. This is what was weird about this one. It's something I haven't seen in a while. The thermostat, you know, when they stick, usually they, it acted like a bad head gasket. What happened was the thermostat didn't, usually when they break in the center, you could see it. But this one moved. But what this one did is, it, when it got around 215 degrees, it only opened a little. That was a real unusual situation. So he changed it, but we boiled it in water with meat thermometers and all kinds of implements of destruction. He did it outside in the time when we had tools. But it was just, you know, what I'm going to do to solder boards in, I'll tell you how I'm going to accomplish that. What I'm going to do is get the circuit boards, get chip sockets, the chip sockets in place, and use the, what you can do is you can, once the sockets are epoxied in for the chips, you could take the components and epoxy them in and put them upside down in the oven and use the wave solder and actually heat the board to 375 degrees without the chips in it, and then just plug the chips in that they need to be in the parts that you know, capacitors and stuff like that. They're pocketed in place. You can use that solder. I guess they use it on a circuit board, wave circuit boards. And once the parts are pocketed in place, they can't, if you flip upside down, it won't move. And that should, you should be able to solder them now. That's the only way I can think of doing it without sight.
Well, Al, where there's a will, there's a way. So that makes sense. I've seen those people do the placing them all on a cookie sheet, place the PC board on a cookie sheet, and then place the parts on the board. And the solder, it's that liquid solder, or not liquid, but it's like a paste, and they just stick them down where they go. And then they do time-lapse photography and take pictures of it as it's heating up. And you can see when it reaches the melting point, they all just move just slightly, move just a little bit. That's where they settle in because the solder liquefied, and then they turn the heat off of it and take it out very carefully. But I guess if you epoxy them in place before you start and the epoxy doesn't melt at the temperature that the solder does, that would work too. Good idea, Al.
You'll probably hear scratch. I mean, now I got it received. But what I think, the thing is you got to, and as far as the chips go, chip sockets corrode, so you can put no locks on all the wires when you plug the chips in the sockets. That way they don't corrode if you put the no locks, just like you do on your house. You know, that no locks paste on the pin so it doesn't corrode. Now let's see if you got scratch on my signal this time.
Well, the time before last, there was quite a bit, and this time there was just a little bit at the very beginning, but then it was solid for the rest of the time. So there might be something still left to work on, like a jumper cable or something like that, something that can get moved around.
The coax out of the tower might have an issue still. So if we do it, it does it again. That's why I wanted to spend a little time. I'll watch it tomorrow when the wind and the rain comes up, because I know when the thunderstorm comes up tomorrow and the wind starts moving around, we'll find out real quick. So thanks for letting me in. I'll let you get back to it. But I wanted to see, because it's unreceived. I was hearing it. So that's telling me it's nothing in here. So I must still have a problem. Where the cable was pinched in the tower, I bet that's what it is. I think I'm going to have to replace that cable. Let's just see. Thanks for letting me in. I'll let you get back to the net. We'll see what happens if it does it again.
Okay, Al. Well, you were 100% that time. Sounded good. Full scale, full quieting for the whole key down. So it worked good that go around. Anyway, I hope you find that. Appreciate you hanging around for the rag shoe portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hey, this is
Dan Chase.
Hey, buddy, it's Taylor. Negative, negative.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KA4END. That's Buddy over in Taylor. As you stay safe, Buddy. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for RagChew, or have I missed any one that would like to check in? Call W4DJW. All right, WD4CYM, Karen, will be calling the net tomorrow night. I'm sure you'll enjoy her net. Be sure and stop by and check in with her. W4NYK repeater, you ready to copy my net report? Please copy my message number, 442, routine abbreviated, from W4DJW2, W4NYK, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for April the 6th, 2020. Q&I was 61, QTC is 1, break sign at W4DJW, how copy? Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.